had men send you dick pics before? Does it turn you on?
Yeah, it does turn me on if I like the guy.
Yes, that is it.
It's a turn on. If I see a guy in the bathroom, like say he takes off his clothes. That's my brain. If I'm at work, if I'm thinking
we're
of
gonna
anything,
fuck ourselves in that place.
It's okay. Right, it's over.
I cannot go and work. And then when the vagina is presented to you, then hang your hand.
Sure, you see the orgasm you get from her, because especially when the guy knows you're coming and he now sucks it, he now starts to do.
My people, we are tired this week. Oh, I'm even lying. I've actually not rested this week. Like, my battery level is on zero.
Me too.
So how did you even get through? How did you get by?
I tried my best.
I didn't have a choice. I knew that the money would not make itself, so I had to go out there, move the body, and go get the moolah.
See, at this point though, I don't blame people that have sponsors. If you are my sponsor, walai, I just want to do a yoga. Bobrisi's voice, good girl, no they pay. I don't do good girl, so I never buy car. It can't be the point now.
Me or girl.
Honestly now, but reason I'm now. See, I get babes within my Snapchat, within my IG. Then they tour different countries. They don't have a 9-to-5. They don't have a business. Me, yeah, I'm doing business. I'll be on Canva 24/7. I go, they rack my brain. Some people, all they need to do is look beautiful.
Kindly find bum bum attached.
Do you understand?
CCB. I CC'd
you. You did not copy me. I don't like adulthood. It's not
adulthood. Nah, scam you.
I don't like that song. That song reminds me of reality. So I don't like it.
So which one do you like? You don't like reality. You don't like
adulthood. You can't even run from reality. So what is your point exactly?
That song reminds me of reality. I don't like to listen to it.
More as it is like this. So I mean, why sugar daddy you? I'm sorry, I'm not doing good girl again.
Anyways, guys, you all are welcome to
You're not welcome,
man.
Don't even let her deceive you. Let her deceive you. We're not
welcome
to anything.
She's the only one welcoming you.
I have to do something on behalf of the other ladies in the house.
My dear, God will bless you on our behalf.
Jesus never, man.
Because if you see what my account balance is saying, this is not how I plan to start my June.
God, I'll be July, sorry.
This ain't how I plan to start my July. How much is your account balance? Really?
It's raining.
Please find my account details later.
Well, yeah, big, yeah,
your DMs. Because I didn't find money.
And we are looking for money.
Girl, I think it's just the figure that is different because right now, I'm not even asking for too much. I just need 2 million for starters.
Speaking of which, this thing you just said that just reminded me of how at the beginning of the year everyone had like New Year resolutions, goals for the year. Now the first half of 2022 is gone and we're now in the second half. Can we say for a fact that we've achieved the things that we put down as goals for 2022?
Do you know what I've achieved? Do you want to know?
I have an idea what you're about to say.
Oh, yeah, tell me first.
Is it going to have anything to do with man somewhere in between?
My dear, if you say you guess it, you better say it too, if you're sure for
I'm
you.
I'm just saying, just to be sure.
No. Do you know what
is
I've achieved?
Is it something about man? What have you achieved?
No. I've achieved what? I've achieved my presence being here today.
Oh, goodness.
I swear. Do you know what it takes to still be here? After what I've gone through from January till July.
July just started.
Bro, the fact that I'm ready, I'm already going through something. So, I've achieved my presence. I've achieved that. And BC, what did you... Were you able to achieve any of your...
I'm just glad to be alive.
Many of us are alive, but are we really living?
So if I say now that if I say something else that is different from you guys, it will be as if I'm not grateful to be alive.
No, you are. We are our sugar mommy.
I love the sound of that. I'm very grateful to be alive, of course. I'm grateful for all of the opportunities that come with, of course, being alive, the jobs that you can do, the people that you can meet. By the way, I had a very interesting week. I know it rained all through the week, but my week was very interesting. Mm-hmm. I got into one of the film schools of my dreams. Woo! And I am super excited.
Okay.
I met a lot of interesting people, and it's been so much fun. You know how you're in an environment where no one is judging you, no one is looking at you, and you can do all those very stupid things, and no one is saying, "Oh, that's stupid."
That's
like
the best,
I've learned this week that there are no rights or wrongs. There's no right or wrong way of doing something. There's only a way that suits you, and it's totally okay. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to not be okay. And that's fine. Yeah, so beautiful week it's been for me. So, just as I said earlier, if you were to rate your sex life this 2022, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would it be?
TBC, let me follow your footsteps.
Work has literally been fucking me in the ass.
Hey,
wow. But to rate it like that, is it 10 over 10?
For so, work, okay, as for in work-wise.
Yes, work-wise, okay. But the other part, I don't think I really had much sex this year. So I'll just give myself a 5.
You know that your congi is dependent on what is in your account balance. If money is not in my account, I don't need to get honey. But when I have money and I can indulge in my cravings and do what I like, I'm only sex. But I think this year, unlike other years, I had good sex. We'll try. At least I achieved that part. Even though I have like 10k in my account balance. But in all of it, you give God thanks.
Even though I don't believe you.
Then this
you,
rain.
How can you call
this,
God and
you
sex
see this
in
rain,
one sentence?
Ray.
Together.
Ray.
Like that baffle me. Like
Ray.
It's only solid.
Ray.
Yes, please.
I'll baffle you in other ways. First, baffle my account balance. You see that thing that you said about it raining this week?
Yeah.
Are you sure that was not the 7 days rain?
It's not up to 7 days, though.
And you know the funniest thing about this rain? There are some people that have been honey back to back that it has rained.
Like me, because my partner is out of town. So if I were to rate my sex life for this year over 10, it would be like a 2. Because the last 2 months.
So even the one that you use your hands to
dry
yourself.
No. Okay, so that's also one of the things that I've achieved this year. I've cut down on self-sex a lot.
Okay.
Like it was one of the things that I hope to do this year. So I can actually count how many times this year, if I thought that's happened, though, because in my subconscious, I'm just like, oh, did it really happen?
If you don't remember,
get you to climax. That's the point I'm trying to say.
People forget that they've had sex.
Self-sex. It's very different from when you're indulging with someone else. Self-sex.
English is plenty.
Please.
Masturbation.
Self-sex. I do not want to say
it's called self-service. It's your type that MTN will call and say, would you like to use our self-service helpline? Now you. Masturbation. See that it is.
Yeah, so that. Uh-huh. So I think it's a 2 for me because the last 2 months is a blah, 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 blah. So,
my dear, let's
yeah,
work places.
2/10 for me. In terms of sex for the year, the first half of 2022, because I don't know what the next 6 months has in store for me, and I'm very excited
to
explore.
They will not be like Nicodemus.
It's going to be a 10 over 10. She cannot.
The
perfect
response
for everything.
So,
No. This one that is talking, your own rest of the year, you and TBC.
It's work that is literally going to fuck me.
But work is not going to be all there.
Says who?
Wait.
So would you say like me that this rain has ruined your sex life for the year 2020?
Yes, now. Have you not seen the traffic? It's already bad enough that when it doesn't rain from your house, let's say you're living in Maryland, the person that you're sleeping with now stays in Chevron.
You should get a hotel now, meet halfway.
I don't understand.
Like, guys, meet halfway.
When there's no traffic here, you get there maybe in like an hour. Do you get? Now rain has fallen. Your congee has a time limit. It even take forever for you to get the ride. You now manage to get the ride though. Maybe you did not buy fuel. You pull up at filling station. Your congee level don't reduce. Now journey has started.
This congee level that is reducing, or
it reduces because
I don't think it really depends on the level.
Oh,
you know, there are levels to this
life
thing.
Lagos will have you rethinking your decisions. You don't understand. You go enter one kind of traffic to go and meet your dick appointment,
Sally,
and the congee will leave you by the moment you get there.
I'm telling you that it depends on the level of congee.
Okay.
Have you seen that ovulation congee? Even if the traffic is traffic from here to Ibadan, you go hustle am.
I've seen it.
You will go for it.
But it's still not... I've been on my way to a dick appointment before. And when I enter traffic, as soon as I got to the person's house, all I wanted to do was just eat and sleep. Like, don't touch me. I've been in traffic since now.
It's frustrating.
You now want to come and bed me for what?
Shakespeare.
Do you understand? And it's that point that you are rising. That's where that person's congee level is not increasing. Like,
we speak Shakespeare English now.
And then you're just like, see, right now. Yeah. Like, do you know that the penis actually doesn't even care how you feel? You could actually be ranting to the owner of the penis that the traffic was so bad, the rider did this, blah, 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 blah. The guy is like, wow, so sorry. Wow, so sorry, so sorry. You know, I ask you that, have you eaten? They will not be feeding you like ram, they want to slaughter first. So that there is... So that they are not knocking your nervous system.
But having sex right after eating is a turn up for me, Sha.
Yeah. I always want to use the toilet after.
Yeah, because I want to rest.
Yeah.
Sleep.
You want to burp, you want to fart.
I want to be having sex right after.
Yeah.
It's always better to have sex before.
But then looking at it, let's look at it from this angle.
Mm-hmm.
A person who sees that you're stressed and you're in traffic and tries to help ease your tension is not such a bad person.
Fair.
Because they see that you've been in traffic for hours and
penis.
Only what you need is
a
penis.
Penis, bro.
It might not even be his penis. Wow, the hour came from nowhere. What? Wow, interesting.
What's it going to be there?
No, like, I'm just saying, it might be them going down on you. It might be cunnilingus.
Anyway, as you were saying about the congee level.
Yeah.
I don't think, no matter how stressed I am, when I come to your house, you offer to ease my stress sexually. That's not what I want. I don't want that. If you now say you even want massage, you're setting yourself up because penis will now rise. And you just want to relax.
Not necessarily. When I'm stressed like that, especially when it's been a long day, please do whatever it is that your body's telling you to do to me.
My dear, you just like to fuck.
Because I'm stressed. Have you noticed that when you come, when you have a proper orgasm, it doesn't even necessarily have to come with so much fucking or sex or penetration. Once you have come, yes, you're relaxed, you're happier. You want
I'm
to
even sleepy.
You are sleepy. Instead of being cranky as a result of traffic that you've just faced for like 3 hours, why not just go the easy route and sleep off?
Which easy route? Do you think sex is easy? Do you think it's easy to hold your legs in a position for him to keep ramming into you?
It does not necessarily have to involve penetration. There are so many things that a guy can do to get you to come.
No, sorry, I stand it as easy. If you're not penetrating, you're wasting time.
He could give you a massage.
What do you think I said?
It all depends. It all depends, really.
Forget. If Ray Ray should have her own, like, what's it called? Porn. Me, I watch it, though, because clearly... You can do it.
You guys will pay.
Should I decide?
If they want to blackmail me, I'll be like, come, let's set the terms. What percentage are you taking? Because they have to make money from it.
You
have to make money from these things. Now, look at Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, I don't think Kim Kardashian
Bobrisky. Bobrisky bought house. Here we are.
It's
he bought house for 100 million.
That's what we are going to use as motivation for today.
Exactly.
Any other thing?
Motivation for
this girl does not consign me.
Exactly.
All right, so guys,
so
for that,
this thing, I still stand on the fact that if I'm coming to your house and I've entered traffic, the first thing you should not be offering me to ease my stress is penis. At least let me relax a bit. Let's watch some Netflix. Let's talk. Let's catch up.
How to sleep.
That's the point now. At least you know that, okay, if people are touching yourself in the process, it'll be slow and gentle the way I'm rubbing your body right now at PC. Slow. It'll be gentle. And then it can be... And even if I'm not sleeping over, you can now do morning sex. I'm rejuvenated and...
Now that you mentioned morning sex, when you think of weather for 2 years, is sex better when it's raining in the morning or at night?
Why at night? Because I can sleep for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in the middle of the night, I can continue.
this one is just gone.
You, Sally, you
every day of the day, every hour of the day.
No. When it rains at night, it's actually better.
No, when it rains in the morning, it's actually a little better because
for you,
So you know, there's this feeling of when you're like teenagers and you're not supposed to be doing what you should be doing.
Uh-huh.
So in that morning, you guys know you have shit to do, right?
Uh-huh.
So the fact that, oh, now it's raining and we can't do it, so we have limited time. So you guys are like
stealing it.
Exactly. Nah, it's not like, very sweet. I
feel like the night because we can like enjoy the
And then
the
you
weather
just put on your Zoom meeting down. You're like, oh,
Really?
Yeah. You should try it.
Okay. Me, I like morning sex. Like, it's just beautiful because that time all your body's waking up with the sex.
It's like,
yeah. Then the penis.
I like it. Submissive. That night, like, you're probably tired from eating. A lot has happened. But this morning, fresh brain, fresh ideas. You're thinking. You're
saying fresh ideas.
Fresh, yeah, everything is. The thing is, it will just help start your day. You know, like how you
do start
your day.
No.
You know, you know, good morning booster.
No.
But to me, though, that's
for me. Mba, I will not be feeling sleepy when I get to where I'm going. That thing is annoying now.
Nah.
You've not noticed that for every sex you've had, like, if it's not very good and very intense, if you don't sleep immediately, later in the day, you start feeling very tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're supposed to sleep after you have sex. Let the body, like,
that's so why you burn calories. You know when you go to the gym now and you sleep. You take advantage of the weather multiple times.
Yeah, that one you can just do quickie, you'll not be too tired. But if it's the one that you're doing, morogodion, that they are turning you, flipping you and whatnot, you can't do that one in the morning, you do it in the night.
I'll just
imagine.
Morning bread, Bawo.
It's your partner.
I will not kiss you.
This morning bread.
I'm sorry.
That's why you brush.
I love you, but
now.
Even
so
if
you wake up in the morning,
even if you brush at night, you still have this.
Even if you
brush
at night.
So when you have sex, let me understand something. When you have sex with your partner in the morning, you don't kiss them.
Why?
Because you're mentioning morning breath now.
I don't understand. Why should I kiss if you've not brushed?
So you have to make sure.
You
wake up in the morning.
Food,
you guys are about
you
to
go
have
and wash
like,
your
no,
penis.
Go and wash
you
your
go
mouth.
And brush. You
of
wash your face.
Of course, when they go to pee, they do all that. Now that one is a don't.
No, that's because you're expecting that. That's what you're doing. Now people go and pee. They don't wash their penis.
Oh come on.
I'm being serious.
What partners are you guys
you've
sleeping
not,
with?
Okay,
what
wait,
people
wait, wait.
Are you sleeping
have you not
with?
Seen? Have you wait? Let's even bring movies into this. You don't see movies where after they've had sex, I don't know, the women never stand up to pee. It's very
do you know why that happens?
Even the guys, they don't
so
wash
movies,
up. They're not
so
going to wear their shokoto.
This is what happens in movies. There's no time for all of that to happen. Yes, because in movies, they believe that anyone who's seen a movie, that's why they have age limits. Okay, this person, parental guidance for children and all of that. They are not supposed to spoon feed you. It's like carrying the food and putting your mouth. You know, no.
I
you already
know.
Know that this is what would happen. Because at the end of the day, you still tell people to use condoms. The people who are brand ambassadors for condom brands are people that have like 7 children sometimes. So,
no, maybe
at the end of the day, you do it. You already know what you're supposed to
maybe
do.
Maybe it's people that always
they
do
are already
abortion.
Doing enough to entertain you and
maybe
excite
always
you.
Doing
keep
abortion.
You excited and leave you excited by
bringing
abortion. A movie. Do
because
understand?
They cannot not do without condom. They must always have it raw. It's raw that's putting people in trouble. Be
sometimes,
like
sometimes. Perfect go raw. Fire, some, you see, if it's raw that you want to go, go. If it's protection you want to do, do. At the end of the day, it's you that use the air to carry whatever it is that you want to carry. Anyway, sure. I wanted to ask, when you guys have sex when it's raining, do you like, is it slower or you just do the normal thing? Is it like rough sex you like to have?
When it's
like
raining.
A little R&B, slow Rogodinho. Sex.
No,
Rogodinho,
Babu. It's slow.
Yorubas call it Ibalopo. Obontarigi.
Ibalopo.
Ibalopo. It means battle of the bodies.
But battle of the bodies.
Is that your loose translation? I mean, what is this?
So what? Which is it for you guys? I'm a slow. I love sex when I love it better when it's slower.
Well, me,
I'm
maybe
very,
it depends on the mood.
It depends. When it's raining, man.
The person that's talking was it not during last week's episode? She say you have to pull my
choke
hair.
Me.
You have to slap me.
I said slow. That's slow or rough, and I like it rough sometimes too. That was what I said.
Yeah, so
I don't recall.
No, but we're talking about rain now. When it's raining,
so, yeah, it has to be slow during rain.
And you won't get
like
bored.
So my weather would just take it all. I said my weather. Why do I keep back on this? My body will take it all in, but assimilate it, and then
Body's assimilating sex.
To assimilate weather. Yeah.
The weather or something else.
Or something else. Which
one? Yeah, weather, morning, pennies, everything all together.
My belief is in the morning, it has to be slow. So that, yep, because you have other things to do during the day. We don't want you too tired. Because we don't want you, maybe you're inside Uber now, you're now sleeping.
I don't care. The person should sleep.
See, see, this thing that people are saying about sex getting you too tired, you go to work out before you go to work.
Guys, that is something that Lagos
would,
with
that would train, that Ray, would get please, your muscles Ray,
please,
crying.
Please, why in Lagos?
You have sex Ray, in Ray, the morning.
No, Ray, I go to the gym.
Is being tired, but you go to the gym and no, your different muscles are sore.
No, wait, let me explain to you, because I go to the gym 3-4 times weekly.
Okay.
Let me tell you. So this is how the gym works. Mm-hmm. When you're constantly in the gym, mm-hmm, you're carrying, you're increasing your heart rate.
Yes.
Do you understand?
What does sex
so
do?
Now hold on, now hold on. You're increasing your heart rate. Now it depends on the routines that you're doing at the gym. Uh-huh. Do you understand? And when you're done, you're filled with a burst of adrenaline first.
Okay.
Now it is when, in the course of everything you've done later in the day, and then you now sit in one place without doing anything, that's when you get tired at the gym.
Okay.
Now,
sex. Okay.
You're actually supposed to rest after sex.
Who's
when you don't do that,
that?
When you don't do that, you feel
who's
tired.
Ready
for you.
There's no law. I'm just saying that if you're saying the reason you don't want to have sex first thing in the morning is because it's going to tire you out.
Yes, no. It makes sense.
It's the same thing as working out.
It's not the same.
It is the same.
And I'm telling you from my experience. It's not
the
same.
I run too, like sometimes daily in a week, 7 days a week, I run.
So you do just running.
It's the same rush that you get.
It's not the same.
No, I'm saying that it's the same thing. Like when you jump, when you run, when you, whatever it is that you do, if you do sit-ups, the thing is, it's the same effect. It tires you out.
So when you're having sex, you're not having sex for 4 hours. You're having sex maximum. Maximum, if we actually do it, proper count and time into it, it doesn't even last up to 30 minutes. Do you understand?
That one is for you.
No, I'm not talking about
yourself.
I'm not talking about you stop and do rounds. The first one you do, it's not up to even 30 minutes now.
That's what I'm saying. That one is about
okay. Sorry, boss.
No, it's not about boss.
I do not know.
I'm just saying,
So, but when I'm at the gym, I'm not spending 30 minutes, I'm doing 4 hours of intense workouts. Mm-hmm. You're jogging, maybe at least you jog for an hour at most. But I'm at the gym for 4 hours straight. I go from nine, sometimes 8, mm-hmm, 12, 1.
We don't
1.
Take breaks in between.
We don't take breaks because we have routines.
You don't take breaks,
you guys don't take breaks
in
at the
between.
Gym.
It's not possible
no,
for you
take
to
small
work
breaks,
for your body.
But you have to finish.
I'm not signing
that's
up.
What I'm saying.
You
can't
compare
sex.
No, you can't compare
my
the
point
sex
is,
breaks.
My point is you're using your body. Muscles are involved. Mm-hmm. Your mind is involved. Mm-hmm. Everything is involved.
But my vagina is not
involved.
The same way
it would tire you out.
You're working out.
There are some workouts that affect your vagina.
I'm not talking about affect.
Directly
we're talking
or indirectly.
About the use. You're not
the
using your vagina to work out.
You're not using your private parts, Abby. Let's say private parts. You're not using your vagina. You're not using your penis. But then your body tires out. You use muscles. It's the same thing. It takes almost the same number of muscles that you use during sex when you work out. So
it
that's what I'm saying. Mm. Yes, it does. Almost, yes, it does.
Nope.
You use almost the same muscles that you
I don't
use
have anything
for
your
some
heart
routine.
Rate.
Your
for
heart
some
rate.
Routine.
Your
so
heart
I'm going to disagree
your
with you.
Heart
I'm just
rate when
so
you're having
is,
sex and working
the point
out,
is,
it's not
I might
the
not
same.
Have facts. I might
it's
not have
not
statistics
the same.
To show
Make
or
more
to prove
Google
all of this.
Let us Google it.
I might not
because
have statistics
I am doing that for you guys.
To prove all of this. But I say for a fact that the same reason you don't want to work out is the same reason you're having, it's the same thing. You don't want to get tired during the day by having sex first thing in the morning. But you go to the gym and use that same body and at the end of the day you're tired. So my point is Toba Madoko Doko.
Hey, language please, their children here.
Exactly. If you don't want to have sex, don't have sex.
Their children here.
If it's about being tired, forget about it.
But are you a stallion? Why are you going for 30 minutes straight?
No, I'm not saying for me. I'm saying there are people who have sex for 30 minutes.
So why do you say for you?
I've had sex for more than 30 minutes before. Yes, because that's what the body wants. And there are also times it's 2 minutes and you're tired. Yeah.
Wait. Why is your body doing more than 30?
There are times when you're just in the mood. You can't help it. You haven't seen this person for a long time. You haven't had sex in a long time.
It's when I've not even seen a long time. The best food is 10 minutes.
There was a time when I stopped going to the gym because each time I went to the gym and I lifted, it made me so horny.
Yeah, apparently. So when you work out, it increases your testosterone.
The muscles. Like, there are muscles that literally make my vagina contrast. Like, I feel the contraction in my vagina. I said contrast. I feel the contraction in my vagina. It happens, really, guys. Like, literally, it happens.
Today's sex fact. Please, please. Today's sex fact.
I want to settle this argument. Why not?
No, leave it unsettled.
Sex tends to be a less intense workout than exercise.
But it's still a workout.
It's not.
It is a workout at the end of the day.
She's workout. Why are there not flat bellies in Lagos? No.
People who go to the gym and they don't have flat tummies. Does that answer your question?
Wait.
You're not consistent.
No, it's not. I disagree. Hey,
wait.
Let me explain something.
It's not this argument. You men, like you people are twerking when you're having sex with us. You people are twerking while you're doing rogodion. You people are doing leg muscles and cramps.
Yeah,
you
people
even need the workouts the most.
Clapping.
I want to say something to you guys. It is very wrong for us all to sit down here and say that workouts alone give people flat tummy. It is not true.
So what? We didn't say give flat tummy now. No,
that's what you said. You
did not catch the joke, dear.
Workout does not give flat tummy.
She said how come there are no now flats? Stomach in Lagos if sex is the same as workout.
Because people are having sex like crazy.
Do you understand?
Yeah, but as the
30 plus that you understand.
It's fine. I love it. A lot of people who frequent the gym, like money after.
Yeah, because of their diet and they are not consistent.
That's some people who don't go to the gym and they have flat.
No, that one is genetics.
People telling me that gym will not give me flat stomach.
If you don't change your diet and you're not consistent,
you will not have it.
I need to show you guys my ass since I've been going to the gym.
Let's see the tummy too. That's the point of Kini here.
Okay. When did you start? How long have you started?
April.
All right.
Okay. So now my core strength is more toned. Mm-hmm. My booty, because I've been doing like a lot of weightlifting, so my booty is now more firm. Then my hips are now a bit wider because you know you're carrying cardio and whatnot.
All these things
that we're doing, it really pumps your heart, and that's why sometimes when I'm done working out and. Because of how it increases your estrogen and testosterone. It doesn't do that for me. If for anything, I just want to get to all my tasks. I want to do everything. But when I have sex, I just become tired. Maybe because it's not giving me the same hours that I spend in the gym. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because I'm at the gym 4 hours. I would do treadmill. I would lift weights. I would do aerobics. I would do ab rollers. You get? So, I don't know. Now, I was going to give you guys today's sex fact.
Okay, baby.
It says orgasm can make women more creative.
Eh?
So, which tech startup has the orgasm made you create, dear?
Women in tech.
So, I need to know.
Orgasms can make women more creative.
Yeah. It says studies have shown that orgasms can make women more confident.
You know, I've been writing better copies that period.
Yeah. It made you more creative and productive.
You should see the copies that I wrote that year.
That's true. Now she writes erotica.
Yeah, I do.
You
should share some with us. Sometime.
Share some with us. We should read it on the next episode. Let's get into your mind. Then it's an interesting loop because the more you use your creativity, the fuller your orgasms will be.
That's it.
Does it mean I've not been using my creativity?
It means I've even been getting a lot of orgasms.
Well, I've not been having a lot of sex.
It's very difficult to orgasm as a woman. Why? Did you see that show on Netflix? The something about... I've forgotten the title, but it was a women's show on sex and orgasms. And it says studies have shown that very few women get to orgasm a lot.
And another thing is women should stop lying.
Yeah.
When you've not come, just make the guy know. Let him know. I know that there are some men who cannot even be bothered with the fact that whether you've come or not, but still make it known.
The ones that we
make
told.
It known.
The ones that we because made it known. Is, no. We've not seen them
another
again.
Another problem that I hear, because I hang with a lot of women, and the major thing that comes up all the time is the fact that they don't even know their bodies. They don't know what works for them. They don't know what position. Mm-hmm. They don't know what women a guy has suffering. To do to get them to come. They don't even know. So if you don't know, it's just like you don't know something. How can you not help the guy to help you?
That's true.
So that's why they say teamwork makes the dream work. Now, if we are partners, the point is, if we're going to be, you know, doing a lot of rogodinho.
Bro, we don't deal with this rogodinho. You're saying all
day. It's so
sweet. So if we're going to be partners, yeah, uh-huh. I would expect that for every time we see each other and we're about to blow each other's brains out, let's explore. Do you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's explore. Be slow.
Know
be gentle.
What works. Yes.
You like it slow and gentle now.
That's no, the only way to find out. For people find who out. Cannot come, yes, that's another way to find out. You know, oh, okay, this feels good. Let's see if we, maybe if we actually play here, if we stay here longer,
and,
it would get
and
you to come.
And another thing I came to realize was that sometimes why women also don't orgasm is a state of their mental health.
Yes, thinking about everything.
Psychologically, yeah. And especially in case where maybe as a young woman, you've been molested or you've been raped. And the kind of sex, so you know they say there are either two things that happen to a woman when she's either been raped or molested. It's either you like sex to the point that you become an extremist or you don't like it
don't
at
like
all.
It at all. Mm-hmm.
There's
yes.
no in between.
There's no in between. No in between. You understand? So the moment you not even find somebody and then you like the person and whatnot, you just find yourself either withdrawing or you constantly don't want to have sex. Or when you see them, you're constantly having so much sex. Mm-hmm. So it's not easy for you to let yourself go mentally and actually enjoy what sex is. You just see it as that thing that has to constantly be done because your partner is horny.
That's why there was an episode that we had earlier where we said you have to talk to your partner.
Yeah.
You have to open up.
Not casual sex partner.
Yeah, not casual sex partner.
Someone that you have a future with.
Yes. Well,
relationship starts
no,
there.
Yes, start
in relationship. Yeah, you're in a relationship with them. You guys understand.
But don't
each other.
Say too much. You know, go
yes,
before you go call
every fast. Just get them to know where you are sexually, and you take it up from there.
So,
all right, they.
So now
I am very excited about what we're talking about today.
Sex tension in the official setting.
Sex tension is actually better than the real sex, if you ask me.
Sexual tension in the office.
It's better than
I mean
what?
Sexual tension as a whole.
As a whole.
As a whole. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we're talking about it in
bad
the office.
Then in the office
space. Ooh, yes. Today.
And to be seat and take us on a journey.
What journey?
Have you
ever
has there ever been
in the office?
Any guy that you were just lost in after? You're just like, oh, man, maybe he's presenting something in the boardroom and you've just tricked him. Just imagine what his boxers are like or what his briefs are, what his underwear is like under his pants. Or imagine that you take off his shirt, you're just thinking, what's the color of his nipple? Like, what would his nipple look like in my mouth? Have you ever actually felt that way about a colleague before?
Yes.
Well, listening.
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, he joined the company a year after I joined.
Okay.
And crazy part was that when he came for his interview then, I was the first person he saw. But the very first time I saw him, I was like, not bad. I mean, it's tall, it's dark. Dimples. Actually, dimples is a weakness of mine. So he came for interview. He got lucky, went to the next day. Maybe because of me, maybe because I was praying for him and wishing for it in my heart that they should employ him. I actually got him.
Oh, wow.
He got a job. And yeah, so we're in the same department. And each time he's talking, each time he's presenting, I'll just be daydreaming, like, oh my God. I just wish I can ask him if he was single or stuff like that. Well, then, yeah, we got close because apparently we shared the same. I'm sure the same kind of thing, share the same views, movies, religion, spirituality, and stuff like that. So we got close and So we went for a seminar outside Lagos, and apparently it turns out that he actually liked me too. And
why are you rubbing your face like that?
She's always having flashbacks. We made out. You should be used to this on every episode. Mama, they get flashback. Barry Allen, Barry Flash. Carry on.
The one who takes Ali away from me, actually. And so, yeah, we actually made out. We kissed. So, it turns out that the feeling was mutual. And
did you guys date in the dating. Office? In the office?
You ended up dating.
I'm sorry, wait, start again. You ended up dating where?
Yeah. In the
office.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it worked out well. So who made the move?
If it worked out well, we should be single right now.
I think I missed that part. Who made the move?
Well, he did actually. Because we're just hugging each other good night, and then next thing we're making out. And so when I broke up the keys, I was like, okay, we're actually standing in the middle of the hallway. Any of our colleagues could have come out of their hotel rooms, right? And see us there kissing. And like, what just happened?
Why am
and
I smiling so
like, it feels like all those Netflix romantic movies.
We saw 3 years in March.
Producer, they have flashback too.
Oh, they didn't hear the
part. BC, carry on, baby.
Carry on.
We
got you. So,
we're living through you right now.
And so, yeah, we made out. And then the next day, we stepped out of his hotel room. I stepped out of mine. And we could feel the tension between us. And then before we knew, I was in his hotel. We're making out like crazy.
Wait. When did you put the time to book hotel?
At what point did you guys elevate from making out to having sex?
Actually having sex. I think a couple of days after. Yeah, a couple of days after we had sex. And he asked me out. And then we did it. And I left. And they left. Then the first year, second year, third year.
Wait, you were still dating even after?
We are still dating.
Wait. That's why she was touching her cheek.
She kept saying workers with fucking ID.
I love it.
We don't even work there again.
But literally.
That's why, because I felt it that the thing worked out well. Because there's so much. Did you feel the energy in the room?
Ooh,
it went from just sex to love. I love it. So, Sally, you? Let's hear yours, baby.
Mike, my dear, my body's very picky. I've not really had anybody in a work environment that I've actually been attracted to. Maybe because my constant mind says when I get this, you ain't know these niggas. Nah. I always end up friend zoning them. If you ask most of my friends, they just tell me I'm the queen of friend zone. I've never really been really attracted to anybody in a workspace. Mm-hmm. But there was one. But it was be Anolori Buruku, so yeah.
Turned out to be Anolori Buruku.
Yeah. So pretty much that. But all the places I've worked, I've not found anyone attractive. I think I'm too picky.
Really?
It's usually people in other people's offices. You get me? Like if I come to your office now and visit you, I visit a person who I like, but my body just never moves for people in like the same office space that I'm in. Do you get so? But when I see people have like office
romance
and it works out, it's always so weird. Like it's so, but I know a lot of colleagues that they've lost it after me.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting from sending you stickers on WhatsApp. to wanting to be with you on the same project or campaign, or offering to drop you at home, or offering to buy you lunch, or offering to walk you somewhere. When men want something, I didn't know how to get it.
They'll get it though.
Did not get it from my side. I was never really attracted to men in my offices anyway. So that's pretty much about it. But has anyone ever made moves on your colleague? Oh, you already made. That's why you're in a relationship. What about you, Ray?
So the thing is, when it comes to love in workspace,
he made the move.
I'm a very jealous lover. So if I start to make a move or I start to like someone and they get to know we have something, if I see them with someone else, whether they have something with that someone else or not, I'm going to be very uncomfortable. So for that reason, I do not even go close to workspace. You never find me. If I see that it's coming up, I'm going to block you. I'm going to block any opportunity. Anybody that has tried to get too close to me, they'll notice, even in this workspace, I don't encourage it at all. Because I don't want. Plus, I don't even think I have any spec in my place of work. Too bad.
See, you're
but
like
there was
me.
One time, there was this girl. This girl confused my sexuality for a bit. She got me confused. At some point, I started questioning it. Was she really hot? Does it mean,
It's okay, that's all the answer.
She has taken your place this
week. So we traveled for a job and she was supposed to play my daughter. So it was supposed to be like a flashback thing where, I now become older and everything. So this girl, she just, when we were not in the same room, she was not like, I love my room. So she had her phone and she's not like, hi guys, I just got to so there's this pretty lady in my room, blah, blah, she not said my name. So she just came and laid over me. She wasn't wearing panties. Like,
ooh.
So her, she, I imagine she, dropped, maybe her boobs dropped on my lap. So I was like, whoa, like I just saw me just come up with Karen DJ. Wow. Like, I was just like, okay.
You have to say Yoruba.
I was just like, okay, is it me? Am I just, is it natural? Is it normal for me to admire her body this like much? Mm-hmm. Then after that, not too long ago, I went on another set and I met this girl. Fine girl. It's always the boobs that gets me. I'm just like,
you can touch mine after.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. She looked like she just, and I told her, I was not like, okay, babe, see, we're going to be in this room for another 6 months. That please help me to help you. That I don't know how I'm feeling around you. I don't know if it's normal. I don't want to do something. And then after a while, I told her that. And she said, like, yo, that she it's fine that she's bisexual. So I was like, oh, really? But you have a boyfriend? She said, yeah, I'm bisexual. And my boyfriend knows. I'm so attracted to you. I don't know if it's sexual. I don't know if it's just that I like you already. So when I see your body, because when I see people, my boyfriend's always saying, you this girl. How can me and you be admiring the same thing? Because I see something and I say to him, I'm like, this girl's here, she's not bad, though. He'll be like, are you okay? Like, please, I don't want to have that conversation.
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah,
but...
so I don't know if it's so.
But what?
For that reason, it got me questioning myself for a bit. I'm just like, yeah, for that sexual tension.
So you tapped that ass. You tapped that ass.
There was one time that I hugged her and I really just wanted to feel the boobs.
Okay, so I'm just me.
Yeah. So that happened. But apart from that, nah, I never made a move. I've never been attracted to anybody.
Even your bosses, like team leads, nothing. Never. But have you ever had like a work boss move to you? Sexually,
yeah.
Oh, me, I've had. Sha.
I have.
I think almost all of us have been through.
I don't think there's any drive me from Ilukweju to my house. It stays in Surulere, but we drive me from Ilukweju to my house at Abilegba. Then go back into his house in Surulere.
The power of a woman. See, don't underestimate the power of your vagina. I preach this,
but it was nothing though. Just
and it's because you didn't even give him a green light.
Just as I say, once I notice that there's anything that looks like you trying to make a move, I'll make it so uncomfortable for you that
you sack me.
Yes,
this man is going to listen to it and he's going to have 1+1.
So let me tell you guys a story, a short, very strange story. My best friend, she's married with 2 children. Ooh. So she got this new job and she was really excited about it because after she had her baby, she wasn't sure what she wanted to do. So she now got this job that pays weekly. One day, she just told me that one of her bosses, or that the guy will be just be doing anyhow. And I said, are you where you hurt? Because she's as tall as I am. Mm-hmm. Nothing has changed. She has bigger boobs now, wider hips and everything, straight legs. And she wear short skirts to work. She said she now called me one day. She's not like, that she's so afraid because she thinks that she might end up on Insta blog.
Hey,
I was not like, what happened? She said, because people were taking videos, what happened? She called me. She was crying. I said, calm down. Kilo Shele Gogon, she now said that her boss touched her boobs.
Whoa.
So she gave him a very dirty slap.
As she should.
That she was not like, that she
kicked
slapped
him in the balls too.
That she slapped him so hard that the guy was looking at her. That the way she slapped her, she slapped him and she was threatening him and she was pointing at him. She's not like, in your life, that if you ever try this with me again, that I'm going to embarrass you so much. It got to the point where people now came and people are now holding her because she lost her mind. Like, you know how you're talking and you're shaking and she was shouting so much that she did not care. But when she now realized herself, people are making videos. I was like, that you're my girl. That me, I would have slapped him, I would have hit him. I would have gotten to the point where if he gets home, his wife will know that something happened to him. So that happened and then she left the job. She didn't go back again. She knew that they'd either sack her or she would have to resign. They would have to force her to resign. So she just left the job. So that's what I would advise every lady. Any guy that gets to the point where he doesn't even need to touch your boobs, once he says anything that is not nice, give him a dirty slap. So that you live with your dignity. Because what makes it worse is, they first start by saying something like, it will not be bad
playfully
for you to touch
they start playfully.
You don't do anything about it. They now maybe proceed to touch. They now touch and apologize. The next time that they'll do it, because you know that you're already taking so much, and it might get to the point where maybe your spouse will hear about it, and then they tell your spouse that, but this is not the first time that they liked it, obviously, for them not to have told you. It gets so bad that it might even not affect your relationship with your spouse. So just get it done with. Shut it out or shut it up and keep it going. So that's why I don't even...
Me? If I begin to talk. If I start to talk. I had one where I was working and, you know, he constantly was telling me that, I don't have to go home and enter traffic. I can sleep at his. He had like another apartment. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, yes, now that I can't I see how my breasts are standing? Hey, oh, God. Goodness. My breasts have suffered in Lagos. Wallahi. Covered or uncovered.
The hands of Lagos men.
In the eyes.
Have you seen them
in
actually?
The eyes of Lagos. No, I know my breasts, they're gorgeous. They're to die
wait,
for.
Wait. Hold up.
Do you want to see my nudes? I got some nudes pictures of my titties.
You guys have seen each other's boobs.
Na smalls now. What's breasts?
Okay.
What else have
you seen? The bigs. These are so small.
No, calm down.
No, let's know. Let me know so that when I'm communicating this thing after
don't
today.
Don't take your mind
calm
too
down,
far, John.
Calm down. Don't take your mind too far.
Are you serious? So it's just the boobs for now.
Is it That's why I'm carrying weight so that my booty can align as well.
You check her Instagram. There's this video that she pinned on her profile.
Ah,
oh,
hey,
sweet.
That video.
What's your Instagram page?
We'll discuss that one later.
Yeah. All right. No wala.
Yeah.
That video is everything, Amo.
So, guys, have you ever, let me not ask, if you ever get caught having sex in your office, if you ever get caught having sex or making out in the office, what would you do?
Well, someone actually did.
Caught you?
Yeah.
Well, listening.
I just started. And so we're trying to keep it private because it was against the ethics of the office for two colleagues to date. So at night, when everybody had gone home, then we go to the kitchen, we hug like, hey, babe, how was your day? We make out something. So apparently, there was this other lady who had eyes for him, yeah?
Yeah.
So she was upset. She was the administrative officer. Mm-hmm. So I think one time she entered the CCTV room and then she saw us. So she now tracked, like, okay, this particular time people go to the kitchen to make out and org and do all those kind of things. So she was always going there every evening. Before I knew, everybody in the office had already known. She had already told everybody. The irony was that I was close to this babe when I'm any other person. So the first thing that came to mind was that she would have called me like, hey, I'm seeing you guys, like,
keep it on the low.
Yeah, right. But then she had told everybody. I just noticed that people were just passing snide remarks like, CBC.
They were now making snide comments.
Yeah, until one older staff couldn't take it anymore, and he called up was like, okay, I heard about this thing. It's not right. It's not nice. You guys should stop making out. You guys should stop doing nonsense. Nonsense. That was what he called it. And then he was going on about it. Maybe we stripped ourselves naked and we're having sex there. Well, no, we're just making out. Then everybody in the office knew and stuff like that. And then they called us. And then she had the audacity to actually come and meet me later. Because this man didn't actually give out our identity, like she was the one that told them. And she now came to meet me later, like, hi, BC. She knew that was the one that told him. I saw you guys making out. And when I first saw it, I was shocked that I can't two colleagues be kissing
drama
in the office.
No, we shit. Bloody hypocrite.
And then I was thinking at her, like, I do not get it. So it was later I heard from someone that she actually liked him. She had already confided that person that she was going to make her move. And then she found out that BC had already taken this guy and stuff like that.
She now that's to ruin it.
Plus, BC is the one that writes erotic. So, of course, BC is loose. BC is cheap. BC is
I hate
thing.
Those kind of snide
that
comments.
That was the name she was calling me. Like, BC is cheap. BC is loose. BC is this is that. So, yeah, that was the first and last time that someone caught us making out in the office. But I don't care. I mean, I got the guy, and I don't care wherever it is.
Love it.
Hey,
I love it.
It's the energy for me.
I love it.
Yeah. Shall not look for things
so
that I can find the love of my life like this.
So that means this weather that we were complaining about, you are getting it back.
I am not getting anything because
we are not be getting if you are both in Lagos.
We are both workaholics.
And work together in the same house now.
No, he has to go to work. I work from home.
And then go and do another repeat of the office sex now. Go and do it in his office.
what office are we having sex in?
His office now. I know you to be more spontaneous than this, man.
What?
I
love it.
Okay, well,
I
had actually done it before because I went to see him in his office. We're supposed to go to his house.
And I'm sure he didn't wear panties.
What is wrong with you?
My type of person.
He was sitting and then I went on that desk and I gave him head right there. And I think someone entered and they were like, okay, because he first came talking and me, I was there. I can notice my guy was uncomfortable though. But he was really nice.
Honestly, relationship people are enjoying. You just have penis at your free will.
We
single people.
I don't have penis at free will.
It's because you don't want to have it.
But I can't remember the last time I even met him.
So what are you doing?
Working. making
money. All right, guys. So that being said, all you single people,
pennies don't cost.
All you people. So there are people that are enjoying everything that is going on. There are some people that are also enjoying Nigeria. So want to advise you people now that are not enjoying Nigeria, like cost to go and get your PVC.
Pennies don't cost.
Pennies is expensive.
So get pennies now. They want you to cook.
It's expensive. Lube car expensive. Even transfer money, as she
my
said
sister,
earlier.
My sister.
Pay
condom
transfer money double the amount.
Condom large Durex.
For 5 hours.
Guess how much it
that
is.
That one safe. Hey, nah, it's expensive.
4,300.
Everything is expensive.
So if someone sends you 5K now and you have babe coming over to your house, you have to consider whether you want to do it raw, use the 5K to buy chicken in public that people eat, or buy condom
chicken
or 4-3.
Chicken is slimy.
See, guys.
That's even gotten expensive.
You know what? Guys, all I can say is go and get your PVCs. Everything is expensive.
Like, it's affecting our potential sponsors.
Yes, it's affecting us. Sally is lying down because she's tired. I'm sure she was in traffic.
I was yesterday.
Roads, go and get
my
your
area
PVC.
Was flooded.
Exactly.
I had
good
to piggyback
road, good
on someone.
Systems. Please,
someone had to piggyback
go and get your PVC. So that
do not
we'll
sell
vote
your
for
vote, to
a good president.
Because that bag of rice that they'll give you to finish 20, in 4 months. And you're
on
back.
That note, guys, we've come to the end of Women Talk Sex for today. My name is Rachel. I like to make it rain. You can reach me on social media at Rachel Richie. Oh, yeah, now you guys.
Oh, it was our turn.
We're thinking about Nigeria.
You can go and check out that video that Aunt BC spoke about on my Instagram. I pinned it.
Yeah, she
Queen
pinned
Sally
it.
B on Instagram and Q Sally B on Twitter. Oh, by the way, I'll be having like a space talk thingy on women and relationships.
Love it.
Tomorrow. So, y'all better tune in.
That video that she said, you guys see it though. That video is everything.
And please, as you're entering my DM, just ask my account number first. Money is important.
See why you guys need to get your PVC.
Get your PVC if you want us to go on a date. Then I'm going to consider it. If you don't have your PVC, the least you can do is send me money. Then I'll know that you're serious.
Don't even think about it. And yeah, this is Auntie BC. Auntie BC on Instagram. Auntie BC _ on Twitter. And what else do I want to say?
And to be seen reality.
Don't mind them. I don't even look out for and to be seen reality.
Our breast is busy enough. Our breast is busy.
If my ass a joke to you.
I'll say if for any. I will see how the thing is soft.
All right, guys. See you next time. Bye.
All right, bye.
Come back soon. A little.